Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. A flower fades and dies.
Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself.
Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show with your host, Dr. Princess Odelia, the Queen of Inspiration.
Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show, and I am your host, Dr. Princess Adelia. I am here each and every week to inspire, empower, educate, and yes, also entertain you here on the True Purpose Development Show in our second hour, where we are with Momo B, my co-host, my sister, and we keep it real, right? So we talk about whatever that is. It may be sex, it may be family, relationship. We talk about it all and we keep it real. I want you to get on the phone, call all of your neighbors and friends, tell them that we're on the air live here on the True Purpose Development Show. And yes, we are streaming live from BZ Radio, but also I'm telling you, I think my old buddy Opel from the TJRS Radio Network has kind of bent a little rule and he's letting me back in. Yes. So this is the first night, prayerfully, of the next year that I am actually live again on the TJRS Radio Network. Yes, I know. We have a great time here on the network. I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Jay Rao. He's my friend tonight because he let me on the show. And those of you who are listeners of the Jay Rao Show, then you know exactly where I'm coming from and why this is such an historical moment. Well, listen, tonight we're going to have a really good show. The first hour, you've got moi, and I am continuing my segment of just me and you tonight. Tonight I'm going to be talking about the positivity that was in the negativity you experienced in 2013. I know. What's the positive side of that, and how can you look at it from a perspective of opportunity? It's really a way to do that. So listen, I want you to get yourself ready. I want you to get your pens and your pads too, because I know that I'm going to share some things with you tonight that you may not have ever even thought of with regards to your life. And I know the information is going to help impact the experience of you advancing in your life. 2014 is going to be 1 year that many people will realize some great truth and also just come to another level in life. How many are ready to go to the other level, if there is one, right? Okay, I am. I don't know about you, but I know I am. And I want you to get ready to just experience what it is to be outside of self, outside of all of this worldly mess. It's going to be awesome. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
Well, that was Loose Ends. I had a wonderful pleasure of interviewing Janice this summer, and also seeing her and the original Lucent play in person downtown Detroit, and I'm telling you, they've still got it. It was so fabulous. So that was Lucent. And I want you to just know that you're going to have a great show tonight. We're going to have a great show. I'm your host, Dr. Princess Adelia, in case you have just tuned in for the first time and you don't know my voice by now. When they say, if you don't know me by now. Yes, yes, yes. We do all of that here. I want to welcome you. Our show is brought to you by Bountiful Opportunities Group, the nonprofit organization, which is the founder of the Global World Peace True Purpose Movement. So this is what we do every week. All right, so tonight we're going to be talking about how to see the positive in the negative you may have experienced in 2013 and how you can change things for your own life. I know it gets really tough sometimes, and we as a society seem to be clearly on a roll of demise as we constantly talk about religiously other people who are going through things via the media, via our media circle. We have the opportunity to just know people's business, to wear it as our own, and then talk about them joyfully around coffee and tea and crumpets. We cause for ourselves to have to experience some greater or more harsh valleys than we ever would have to if we would otherwise not make the choice to talk about people and feed into all of what is taking place. So we have a situation where we want to understand how we can understand what is positive in that negative so that we ourselves do not allow ourselves to stay in a cycle of just self-destruction, okay? And we have to change that. We have to change that. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight, how we can see the positive in the negative and the benefit of that, the understanding, the power of understanding, the power of compassion, the power of sincerity, and the power of authenticity in our lives, being real with ourselves and our circumstances enough where we can even acknowledge it so that we can actually be free from it and be able to really tap into the power to let go when we need to let go. The reason we don't let go, clearly, is because we just don't understand some things, and we have just gotten caught up in the whole cycle and tradition of self-destruction. Okay. All right, so that's going to be tonight, and I'm very excited for it. We're going to get started because this is something that I've been thinking about, and I'm going to tell you what prompted this conversation tonight, and that's what I'm having. For those of you on the TJRS Radio Network who have not been around for a while, for the last month, I've been doing personal shows instead of having interviewees to come in with me, and I've just been having conversations. So I've caught this, the conversation segment and series that I'm doing right before we embark upon this new year. So that's what we're doing tonight. Now, I'm going to tell you what started this whole thing today, the conversation that we're going to have today. I had a conversation with a young lady who is a friend of mine and used to be, well, she runs a drama school. In her drama school, she teaches people, of course, drama, and she does storytelling. She also she works with McDonald's and those, and she's a storyteller. So she began to tell me just yesterday, she's talking to me about a story that she had told a group of people that led them all, just brought them to tears. They were all in tears as she began to share her story. she said that as she brought them to this emotion, sharing this child who had been abandoned, who had dreams and they weren't fulfilled, people didn't pay attention to him. She went on and on about who the story of this kid that brought the people to tears, until which time she said to the audience who it was she was referring to. She happened to be referring to Charles Manson. And those of you who, I can't imagine if somebody doesn't know who Charles Manson is, but he was a serial killer. He did some heinous murders, and he's known for serial killing. Here this was. The audience had been moved, brought to tears, couldn't believe what had happened to this kid. Oh, my God. Who could abandon the child like that? Who could do this to this child? But he's Charles Manson, someone who has a story, someone who had a past like maybe you or I or your friend or your mom or your aunt or uncle. He had a past that he had not learned how to let go, or he had not learned how to perceive it in a positive light so that it could actually be of benefit to him as opposed to negative. He was someone just like you, me, and the next person. Then she began to share with me about another situation. She talked about what happened with Caliban. She talked about also how a young kid had been reaching out to the adults and the seniors in his school because he was being bullied unmercifully, fun of unmercifully, by the jockeys of the school, those who were the big football players. When he would complain to the teacher would not even pay attention to him. The teacher made it such that it was no big deal. And it was no big deal because here's this kid. He was actually the little A student. He's the student that was doing really, really well, but he wasn't very popular. And these teachers, this community of education, they decided not to pay attention to this kid, and they would send him right back to the lions every time. And the lions were eating him up alive every time. It devastated him. At some point, he broke. At some point, he didn't realize his strength either to let go, so he went and allowed it. By that, it was allowed for all of this other stuff, of anger to settle in and to depression to step in, where he just snapped. And when he snapped, guess what? Everybody, a lot of people paid dearly, especially those who didn't listen to him because he came to that school. He killed the teacher and he killed the jockeys that were making fun of him. He had had enough. Quite like so many of us, just normal people, living day to day. We're so graceful and blessed enough in some cases where we do have somebody who, you know, pays attention. And they're not ignoring you. We have somebody in our lives that, go ahead, you can do it. Because how many times have you felt like you couldn't do it? Felt like you were going to give up. And if it wasn't for so-and-so that was just popped up one day in your life that gave you a positive word or gave you a big push, you yourself wouldn't have made. This is not to make excuses for those who have done the heinous crime. This is not to make excuses for those who have taken your family member, have taken your the virginity of your child via rape, it's not to make excuses for that one that beat you. You couldn't wake up in the middle of the night safely, not knowing that somebody was there that was going to put their hands on you. I'm not justifying their actions, but it's an opportunity to understand. And through the understanding comes compassion. And then through the compassion, we stop this cycle of self-destruction, because guess what? That guy, that Charles Manson, that ex-husband, that ex-boyfriend, that person who raped you, that drug dealer who sold you the crack, that you yourself will have an experience. And if you make a choice to laugh at that person, talk about them around your coffee time, and, you know, it's like no big deal. Just because it made the news doesn't mean that you're exempt from the whole process and law of attraction of life. You talk about somebody, trust and believe, expect to wear what they've worn. I'm just saying. You claim ownership of it. You bring it into your life. And you say, hey, what's up? This is what I want too. Give it to me. Because you're talking about it so much. And you're laughing about it. And you're making mockery. And you're judging. And what is sad is the fact that you are a powerful energy field, full of power and opportunity. When I tell you full of power, I am telling you this, that when you make a thought, oh man, you might as well have made an announcement over CNN or the national news, the international news, global news, because you are so powerful that your signals travel infinitely. Did you hear what I said? Your signals travel infinitely. You were created in the image and the likeness of God. It travels infinitely. So that means however you think negatively or positively, it is your creation. You own it. You make a declaration of ownership. And God honors exactly what you have made ownership of. I am so interested and very excited about next year, because I know that there are so many people who have suffered continuously via their family traditional cycles of just self-destruction, that it's going to be ended, because what we're going to step into is the opportunity of knowing who you are, knowing the power that you have, managing your mind, not allowing for your mind to get away with you. Managing those negative thoughts that come to your mind and canceling them, and then allowing yourself to create a positive view. Looking at that thing that seems tangibly negative, and I always say tangibly because there's a tangible reality and there is a reality that is in spirit, that is your reality, but in order for you to realize that, you have to step into the understanding of everything that is now is before, and what is before is now and after, and you have to step into the awareness of that understanding. It's pretty, it's not difficult, but it's not definitely, we're just not taught it. So taught the truth about that. So what I want everybody to do, I want everybody to understand, is that if you realize the power that you have, there are things that you just would simply not do. You wouldn't be so ignorant to do, because you realize that even though, as I always talk about, we'll talk about this after the break, life has positive and negative. Positive and negative is a part of life, and it's all good. That means the negative thing has a role, the positive thing has a role. The lights turn on and off. The kitchen stove turns on and off. The body releases great things such as serotonin that can contribute to a very happy and joyful feeling, as it also does release toxins. And it's all good. What we have to understand is that the positive and the negative is what brings it balance. It makes it solid. It makes it concrete. So the haters in our lives, it's all good. There's something positive that came as a result of that hater. If that hater wasn't there, you wouldn't have realized one thing or another. But it's your responsibility to find out what that is. It's your responsibility to put out to life, what am I to experience now? Not fight life on its process, but what am I to experience in this moment now? Accept it as an experience. Accept it as being what is necessary for you to get to that other side, to that dream that you're so desiring. The destination of whatever your purpose is at that moment to fulfill. It's really up to us. It's really up to us. We have, because we have the positive and negative, understand that the mountains and the valleys come with the territory. It's not like it's something new. It comes with the territory. So why add more fuel to the fire that you're going to experience already in the valley as you go through life's journey? Why? That's what we do when we sit up and we parade someone's demise and we laugh about it and talk about it. Trust and believe as we go through life's journey that is already destined for us. It's reminded to us how we laughed at that person. It's reminded to us, it's recalled to us how we laughed, how we talked about them. It makes us no different than the person that is in the personal circle of their life that's talking about them, that even though this person has their hand up out of the quicksand, barely making it, they have somebody with their foot on their head at the same time. That's in their personal circle. Someone in your personal circle, they've done the same thing. You feel like they've got their foot on your neck. They haven't been supportive of your vision or your dream. They could care less. Yes, I get it. They don't understand exactly what your dream is. You can believe that because it's yours. It's your vision, your dream. But one thing for sure, there are people who are destined to be the supporters in that in your walk. And there are some that are actually destined to be your hater in that walk. It's a movie. You're the star in it. They have a role in it. And you have to have both sides so that the conclusion can come out with a bang. And guess what? That was their role. They played it well. Now it's their turn because the tables will turn. And when they turn, well, how do you want to look? Do you want to be the one? This is your movie, so you can do whatever you want to. So when the tables turn, do you want to be the one that they recall in their mind of how happy you were, how you remained in joy, how you were peaceful when they were even dogging you out, so that you can be an inspiration to them and help them in that role of compassion and understanding as they go through, even most times worse than what you've just gone through, that you are their inspiration right now every day as they travel their journey, they travel through that jungle, they can say, wow, I remember when Terry, I remember when Mary, they were so happy in spite of everything they were dealing with. Or do you want to be that one that they saw you grumbling and griping and mad at life and, you know, just didn't understand why life brought you this and da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, there is an experience in that that we hope they gain, and that is don't do that. And maybe they'll have the opportunity of both sides. to experience both sides so they can compare. And usually when there is a negative, trust me, there is a positive. In every negative, there is a positive. You can believe that. Yes. You're listening to the True Purpose Development Show, and I am your host, Dr. Princess Adelia. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a brief break, and we're going to come right back. And I'm so happy that you're listening to me tonight. So we'll be right back after this.
Hey, you guys, this is Dawn Robinson from En Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and I'm so happy and so proud to be a part of the World Peace True Purpose Movement. It's really something that the world needs right now because there's so many people that are downtrodden, and they don't believe in themselves anymore. They don't believe in government. They don't believe in the church. They don't believe in anything out there, and they need to look to themselves. And so what you guys are doing with this movement is so special because it's very strong. It's very supportive of people, and it just reminds them of how strong they really are. And yes, I can do this. And yes, I can persevere. And the short time that we have on this planet, I can do something great with my life. And I'll be okay. You know, it's like a voice of reason out there that just says to them that everything's going to be all right. So I really am proud to be a part of this.
That is so awesome. Just do you. Yes, yes, yes. Do you, regardless of what. But I'm telling you, one thing we want to learn so that we can stop this vicious cycle of self-destruction is we don't want to talk about people, make mockery of people. That is fun. That's what we do. We have to take ownership for what has even happened as it pertains to the people who have done the things that we despise. Take responsibility that, yes, a lot of us, we've attributed to the monsters, that the people we call monsters. And because we don't understand, have a realization of truth, what matters most in life, we continue the vicious cycle of self-destruction. That's what we're talking about tonight. You're headed for self-destruction. That's right, if you don't make a change. 2014 cannot be the same. So regardless of all of the things that we've been through in 2013, it was an absolute fabulous year. Absolutely. In spite of those things that took place that, well, one may say, maybe it wasn't so good. Let me tell you something. It was a fabulous year in 2013 because it offered opportunity of change. It offered opportunity of transformation. It offered opportunity of self-evaluation. There were places where natural disasters took place where they had to experience loss. At the same time, they also experienced the opportunity of what family is, what unity is. So that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It's about what has that negative thing created positively in your life. What has it done? And that's what's so important. Unfortunately, many people don't see that. And they lose out on the opportunity at that particular time, having to go through other things later. So we have to be the ones to take a stand for what has happened. Those little kids that have dreams and we're the ones as parents to tell them, oh, no, that's not going to happen, or, no, if you don't do this way, then this is not going to happen. We have to come to the point that we have to pass over the baton and understand that it's not our opportunity to control them, but to guide them. And it comes even, and more importantly, to guide them to what, in fact, were they created for. Many would say, well, they were created to serve God. Absolutely. How better can you serve God if you are in the lane that you were divinely appointed for? Right. Exactly. We have to get in the lane and stay in the lane. Be in that lane that was divinely carved out for you. Not many people have experienced that in our past lives. But we've had all of the components of the education of academically, spiritually, we've had all those things given to us. They've been like laid out on the card for us. It's been, hey, we've mastered it. We're almost to the point, technology, please, we've killed it, okay? What more can we do? But one thing we have not tapped into, and that is the essence, the bare truth of us that is attained through your journey as a result of you accepting the responsibility to fulfill your life's true purpose. I know, that's really deep, but that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. And that's what I love. I love when we can sit back, reflect, and grow. More so than us sitting around how feeding into the media garbage even when they talk about President Barack Obama. Okay, don't hang up just because I said that. But even when they talk about President Barack Obama, what people say, he hasn't done this and he hasn't done this or that, we get upset with that, and we feed into it. We talk about the president. We talk about what he hasn't done. How many of you have businesses where you, and you have businesses, you are a CEO of your own business, and you have been talking about President Barack Obama or somebody else in a high position about how they didn't do it right because the media takes it and they give it all this spin of garbage, and you're talking and feeding into it. Oh, yeah, they did this, they did that, blah, 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 blah. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. I would never go to that business. And you're putting your mouth all on somebody's business. Don't think just because they're in the limelight that these individuals do not matter as it pertains to the law of attraction, as it pertains to you. When you talk about anybody, you put your mouth negatively on anybody. It doesn't even have to be your mouth, because honestly, the highest prayer is your thought. So you're thinking and contemplating negatively about somebody, and you're putting it, I'm telling you, every time you do that, I want you to imagine and visualize someone sinking in quicksand, and you are the one with your foot on their head. Please think of that every time you talk about somebody. Then I also want you to visualize that internally, guess what's taking place? How sad is this? Internally, you are causing for sicknesses to pop up. That's how they ignite. You're fueling that flame to say diabetes or whatever. And I'm not saying just because you've gone through these things that you've done something negative to somebody. No, I'm not. Because guess what? What did I say? We have valleys anyway. We're going to have a valley. You have a mountain and a valley so that you can have something to compare your life to. It's not a big deal. It's just you got to go through it. But why in the world would you want to infuse and make that valley more treacherous than what it's already going to be naturally? Why would you want to do that? No one wants to do that because we can barely even take the valley. That's why most people haven't even experienced a life of true happiness. What is that? I don't even know what it is. It has no purpose. I know. And it's really sad that it comes to a point of this in our lives where we can look at all of the things that have taken place last year and year before, and every year people come to resolve to every year. People are making New Year's resolutions, and I'm changing, and I'm not going to be the same. And then after January, people go back to what their habits, because it's not an experience of transformation. It has not been. It's been an experience of a little motivational experience, a little Band-Aid you've had put on your situation. People suppressing things and suppressing their natural selves. And as a result, after them suppressing themselves, people are unfortunately causing for themselves to just ignore their own truth. This is something that this came to me like 2 years ago, and I liked it. 2 years ago, I was talking about life and the things that I had learned after becoming enlightened. And one thing that was so clear to me that I must share with everywhere I go, I share it here on the show, wherever I go, and that is that so many of us have walked through life. We have And this is the thing. Imagine you imagining that you've savored a walnut, a nut. And this walnut, for those of you who know, are from America, and maybe you don't know, but a walnut, you have to crack its shell to get to the walnut. And so many of us are walking through life as if we have cracked the shell of a nut when we've savored a nut when we haven't even cracked its shell. But we're walking through life as if we have accomplished something. We've done it. But we define ourselves by everything external of us, via the degrees that we have, the place that we have in the church, and who we are in our communities and societies, and the things that we've accomplished. That's how we define ourselves. Take all that away. You were at home at night in your room by yourself. Then you say to yourself, who am I? You would have to say, I don't know. You're the one. So important for us to make a difference, to make a choice, to step up our game, to realize that there is more to life, apparently, than what we have been taught for generations, for decades. You want to make 2014 that deal? Then realize that 2014 is an opportunity for transformation, that negativity, in every negative thing, there's a positive thing, and that it is all good. That's not an understatement. That's not some kind of, I know it's a cliche, but you've got to take it beyond that because there's more to it than that. It's much more to it than that. We have to really consciously will for things to change in order for it to take place. But that's the beauty of us. That's the power of us. That's how we were created. That's what we are to do. Anything less than that, then you are compromising everything that you say that you believe in. The desire that you have to go to the next level, it will not ever happen unless you come to the realization of the essence of you, who you are for real. This is something that I myself was never taught. Later on to become self-taught. I have to say that at first I actually pushed all of the information that I received by being still, that I thought it was wrong. But I can't argue it because it's proven itself time and time again. And I have to say that this is the journey. This is what we've all been called for. I want 2014, I know for a fact that we are in a global shift of consciousness. So I know for a fact that people will actually come to the realization of truth of what and who they are so that we can actually capitalize on that knowledge and wisdom, the understanding of that, the compassion of that, the peace of that, the clarity of that, the wholeness of that. Wow. We are almost over with our first segment. I want you to hang tight because we have a wonderful, wonderful time ahead of us with Momo B on the Keeping It Real segment. And I'm not sure if Auntie's going to be on tonight, but she's usually on. So we're looking forward to that, okay? I want you to get ready for something great. We're going to take a break. I'm looking forward to our second half. And we'll be right back.
Are you fit for the journey to true purpose? Well, knowing is more than half the battle. If you're looking for someone that can help you understand, develop, and bring to fruition your life's true purpose, you need to contact Dr. Princess Audelia, as she has traveled the world consulting and coaching people of all ages with great success. Dr. Princess Audelia, licensed practitioner and author of the book series Pregnant in the Spirit, is here to coach you so that you may live a totally happy and fulfilled life regardless of your circumstances. The choice is yours. Call today, 877-888-7979. Again, 877-888-7979 for your free consultation and opportunity to have the best life coach in the world.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
Well, well, welcome back. And before we get right back into the show, which we're going to be ending just a little shortly because I've just gotten a message from my co-host on Keeping It Real segment that she's not going to be able to be here tonight due to the holiday and her hanging with her friends, with her children. So we want to give shout-out to my sister and let her know next time to call me a little earlier. But it's all good. I had to say that because I swear if that was something I would do. You guys will be hearing about it for a month of Sundays. Be something right. I didn't tell somebody something. I wasn't on point, right? You know how it is. So listen, I just want, before I get into the show, just to wrap it up, I want to also share about a new class. Well, it's not a new class, but I'm going to say the new class is starting up again January 8th. It is the Credit and Business Development class. The classes are being offered online and in classroom. Until January 31st, the classes are $199. You're saving $100 by registering before December 31st. So I want you to get online at bountifulgroup.com. That's bountifulgroup.com to actually register for the class and also to find out more. I want you to do that today, bountifulgroup.com, or you can call our office during normal business hours. We're on Eastern Standard Time, and that's 877-888-7979. 877-888-7979. And I know that you will definitely be inspired. We have two other classes, How to Become a Successful Radio Talk Show Host. How about that? And also How to Become a Successful Author and Publisher. I'm telling you, in these classes, we've got great testimonies in the past. The last Credit and Business Development class, you have a young lady, her credit score went from, well, it went up nearly 200 points within the five-week course. The class is 5 weeks, one day a week for 2 hours. And, like, there are two times available in the daytime on Wednesdays for this class. Then we have the radio, How to Become a Successful Radio Talk Show Host. That class has been taught for some years, and we have great testimonies regarding it. You will get thorough knowledge of how to do all radio media styles by moi, okay? I've been in the radio business for many years, over a decade, so I have a lot of knowledge as I was initially with Radio 1. You guys can Google that. Radio 1 is one of the largest radio porters on mainstream. So we have Radio 1, and then we also have from Radio 1, I've actually been on Clear Channel and also, not Clear Channel, but we've been on mainstream and then also in global radio, which I love the global radio media style because that is the style that allows you to reach a global audience as opposed to just local. So my business went global as a result. So I want, you know, there's a lot of information, interviewing styles, how to become a producer, how to really capitalize on social media through radio. That's how I built my brand, was through the media channel Blog Talk Radio. That's one of the ones that was used. And there are so many other different ways and secrets that you can implement in your life in this experience that will definitely help your business to catapult to the next level. And I look forward to sharing with you. So get online, bountifulgroup.com. That's bountifulgroup.com. And the office number is 877-888-7979. It's 877-888-7979. All right, so tonight we have Momo B, who is not going to be here tonight to do the Keeping It Real segment.
We're going to keep it moving, though, because I know there's something that we can keep it real about. On this segment, we usually have a lot of fun because we talk about whatever we want to talk about. And so I'm going to play one nice song, and then I'm going to come back just shortly. We do a lot of music and fun, and if you want to give me a call, you can at 347-205-9366. That's 347-205-9366. I want to give a shout-out to the J. King Network and also to the TJRS Radio Network, where in which we are streaming live right now. Can you guys believe it? Yes, we are simulcasting on the TJRS Radio Network with the producer, Jay Ryle. So I want to keep you guys, I want you to stay tuned because we're going to switch gears right now. We're going to go into our entertainment side. Momo B will not be able to join us tonight because she's celebrating the holidays, but that's okay. We are going to keep it moving. All right, we will be right back after this moment of inspiration. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome to the Moment of Inspiration with Dr. Princess Adelia. You know, I had to just expound on this. I was talking in the last Moment of Inspiration about if you are on the road to a certain destination, there's going to be potholes in the road, right? Well, if you hit a pothole, you don't cancel the trip to your destination. You just keep on driving and deal with the consequences of a pothole, which may include getting a wheel alignment or whatever. Getting wheels adjusted. Well, in life, if you are going on your passion journey, it includes pains and pleasures, delights, and it's all good. I will say that over and over and over again. So I invite you to this. Get an attitude adjustment. Don't cancel your journey to your dream. Just get an attitude adjustment. Change your attitude about your circumstance. Simple as that. Now, just keep it moving. Keep it moving. What am I to experience in this moment now? That's the key question. What am I to experience in this moment now? Accept it and move on. Change your attitude about your circumstance. Okay, this is the Moment of Inspiration with Dr. Princess Adelia. Don't forget to visit me online at www.bountifulgroup.com so that you can be abreast of what's going on with the global true purpose and world movement and transformation tour. Our next spot, November 19th in Detroit. I want you to be there. You cannot afford to miss this. Your life depends on it. I will see you next time. Have a great and fantabulous day.
Devotion, can I hear it right on? Come on, only clap your hands, y'all. Play a song with a dog. We are. Put it on, shine. Become a part of Club Nouveau's consciousness. When you purchase product from a singer or group, you are establishing a relationship with that performer. Come partner with Club Nouveau on Indiegogo.com. Partnerships range from $5 and up. No amount is out of the question. Connect to Indiegogo.com, Indiegogo.com. Search for Club Nouveau, ClubNouveau. And you're in. Get in on this history-making way to get the music out. Each contribution receives a special gift from Club Nouveau. Some will get advanced copies of their latest CD. Revolutionary means to get the job done. And you can help. Indiegogo.com. Search for Club Nouveau. ClubNouveau. Experience consciousness as we change the world together.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You're tuning into the Keeping It Real segment with the doc tonight because my sister co-host, she's unable to join us tonight as she has just recently informed me due to the holidays. She's hanging with her children tonight. So it's just me. I hope you enjoyed the first segment as we talked about the positive way of looking at life in spite of all circumstances. There's always an opportunity for happiness, an opportunity for positivity, which is prosperity. It's just always. So I've got to decide what I'm going to talk about tonight, because usually on the Sister to Sister time, I'm going to talk just for a few minutes about what I want to talk about. I'm going to keep it real about it. You don't want to keep it real about. I want to keep it real about the way life is changing when it comes to relationships and when it comes to the opportunities that we have and how we can take advantage of it or not. But the fact that I think it's important for us to understand, and I don't want to get into the whole tutorial thing about this, but we have to understand that we are attracted first to energy. Energy attracts us to one another because we are energy fields. So we're like magnets. And then everything else comes second. All of the physical things, the way we look at things, it just comes different, right? Well, what I am finding is that nowadays so many people are connecting socially, pulling families together, etc., through social media. And I think it's a trip. So my question would be, should it be that a woman puts her foot forward these days in that scenario, or should it be that a man? Or has social media completely ruled out any problems with a woman making advances towards a man? Back in the day, we couldn't even, man, if we said anything to a man, it was completely out of order. If we said it first, if we asked a guy out on a date, that wasn't the proper way of doing things. If we talked to a guy, we couldn't talk to a guy sexually or anything like that because, oh, my God, then you were a slut. So many things were different back then than today. It seems like all else goes. I think it's kind of good. And then, you know, it has its positives and then its negatives. Look at that, right? It has the positives and the negatives when it comes to that. Because I look at it like this. You don't want to take it too far ever in a relationship. But at the same time, you have it where nowadays men are deciding that if they are not being approached or having advances towards them, then apparently the woman is not interested in him. Who does that? But that's the way it is today. That's exactly the way it is today. Just the way it is. It's pretty interesting. So, I'm just going to put my little 2 cents out there. First of all, ladies, guess what I want to do? I want to also, before I give my little 2 cents, I want to go right here. I want to Google what I've just said, if I can put it into words, right? So let me Google what I'm talking about here, because this is interesting. Should the woman make the first move on social media? Should a woman first move on social media, right? Let's see with Google. You know, I tell you all the time, you can ask Google anything. What you're having for dinner is going to tell you. It's going to tell you everything. It's going to tell you how you're thinking, what you need to do. Give them enough information and Google's got it. Okay, let's see. One social scientist's advice for black women dating online. Oh, that's the thing. I should say make the first move. You have to really get this. It's almost like what they taught us about the library when dating online. Remember on the library they used to, you had to, not the library, but the yellow book or one of those books where you have to go by the category to find what you're looking for. It's a certain way you have to ask, and that's just like how this Google is. Okay. Let's see here. Who makes the first move? Online dating. 6 reasons to make the first move. I don't know if that's what we want. Well, we'll see. Who makes the first move? And I'm sure this is referring to that. Okay, let's see here. All right, who makes the first move? Okay, these are some dear doctor questions, EH advice. I've just got to say this. Because you know what? Especially as it relates to online dating, I don't think people really care anymore. I think people are just attracted and they make moves. But what does that do for the relationship? What are the pros and cons of that? I'm sure there are some pros and there are some cons, as we've been talking about. But what really does that do? Okay, so let's see here. All right, I'm going to go back here. All right, dear Dr. Warren, as a woman, I feel strange about making the first move, and yet I see matches I would really like to begin exchanging messages with. If I initiate communication with them, will I come across as not much of a challenge? Does a woman starting contact take the thrill of the chase away from a guy? I think that says a lot, because when we think about it, I'm not alone in this question, because women do have those concerns. And I don't think, I think it's more so in the age brackets of those who are 30s and 40s as opposed to those who are in their 20s and really young and younger and really into this whole social media thing. So here's the response to Dr. Gay. Dear Susan, thank you for your great question. I just want to see what they're saying, and then I'm going to tell you what I think. Okay, dear Susan, thank you for your great question. The dating rituals between men and women can be challenging enough without having to wonder where things like emails and initiating communication on eHarmony fall into place. So let's take a closer look of how men and women relate to one another online. He goes on to say, long before the internet came into being, there was an old saying, nice girls do not chase boys. It may have been uttered to your mother by your grandmother, and indeed from your mother to you. And if you're old enough, perhaps you've even found yourself giving that same bit of advice to someone younger than you, too. Indeed, in typical dating situations, many women prefer that men take the initiative. This perspective is quite common and may be right for you when dating in person. Now, this is the thing. First of all, it is very, very, very likely that somebody can start liking somebody and have a strong energy for them without ever seeing them and getting online. And a lot of times the pull and the desire for that person is so intense that, especially us as women, we're more highly intuitive. So I can imagine that as we are so much more intuitive than most men, we're going to be in tune more with Mother Nature, if you would. So we're going to hear and feel our passion is probably going to grow a lot quicker. So I can imagine us wanting to respond a little bit sooner because we're way ahead of the game. We sense it before they do because you have made a spiritual connection, if you would, a spirit connection with this individual. And it's not the physical. See, the physical, especially for a woman, can definitely cloud her and where she is in a relationship, the truth of where she is in a relationship, where she can tap into the emotional side or she can tap into the side that is just, yeah, well, it's all emotional because she can definitely just because it feels good, she's gone and now she wants to be with the guy all the time because she's having sex with him. Or it could be literally that she cares for him, but because she has emotionally given herself via sex, then she may be wanting somebody, too, that is not for her. But when you are doing things online, a woman can step into the more precautious space, actually, but is highly sensitive for someone who is, like, a very good match. So I can just see the woman just wanting to step up and making that move. But should you do it? I say slow down, woman. Slow down. I say keep the same pace of the old girls, what they used to tell us. Just let the guy make his move on you. It doesn't mean that you can't call. You have to use your wisdom. Tap into that wisdom. Be sure you're meditating during that course. Because, of course, you don't want to be connected energetically to someone who could be very harmful for you just because it's a familiar energy. Maybe your father was abusive and now you are attracted to this person energetically so profoundly because it's a familiar energy that was connected via your father. So there's so much to this. That's why I want you guys to stay tuned. And if you are looking for a life coach, I want you to give me a call too. Because as a psychologist and life coach, I can definitely help you. And that number is 877-888-7979. So I'm going to put that disclaimer out there. 877-888-7979. So we have to really, I don't know, I think we just have to take it slow, be cautious, but enjoy. Have fun with life. Don't put like so many restrictions on life. It's not for that. That takes all the fun out of it, okay? So let's see here. What we have now, I'm going to take some music. I'm going to take a music break. And you are listening to the fun side, the entertainment side of the True Purpose Development Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Princess Adelia. And I am here streaming live on the J. King Network, as well as the TJRS Radio Network tonight. So we're having a really good time, a really, 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 really good time. And I'm glad that you're joining me. So we're going to take a song break. I don't know if it's a break, because if I feel like singing on this segment, then I will definitely sing on this segment without any qualms at all. Let's play some Club Nouveau. Club Nouveau, their new CD is out. So I think what I'm going to do is do some music runs on the next half around 9:30. We're going to play just a sequence of songs and just enjoying this year as we put it to a close. You know what I mean? So let's see. let's do Come Function, Love Train, and then we're going to do Club Nouveau, right? We're going to do something from their new experience, from the Consciousness album. All right, we'll be right back after this. All right, well, we've got, like, just a few minutes left on the J. King Network, and I want to give a shout-out for those who we have just a few minutes left there live. The archive will be
10
just
seconds.
About 15 more minutes, but just we've got a few minutes left for the live listeners. What I want you to do is, if you are listening on the show right now live, you can actually call in right now, or you can just remain, you would have lost the show. Absolutely. This is the True Purpose Development Show. And our second segment, we do not have Momo B, because Momo B is out tonight. But what we're talking about is very, very, I think, important for us women. How do you look if you make the first move when you're doing online dating? How does that work for you? I know. It can be pretty interesting. So what we want to do is make sure that you know what to do when doing, considering this. So before we went to break, I was just sharing my little viewpoint about it, as I always do. And I think it's important for us to just acknowledge what I think about it. When you think about online dating, it is so true. Yes, energetically, you are completely, almost confined to that person, especially as a woman, an intuitive woman. Oh, boy, look out, okay? There's so many different ways that things can go, but it's very true that I think you should take your time no matter what. Woman, I don't care if you are online. I think you should treat it just like you do if you weren't online dating. I think the same choices that you would make with online dating, with in-person dating, should be the same choices that you make with online dating. Because at the end of the day, and even more so, you just want to be a little cautious. I think also when a woman acts too hastily, the man never forgets that. I don't know. I just don't think the man thinks. If you don't concur with what I'm saying, that's fine. Then I just invite you to, you can give me a call if you want to. If not, I see you guys online there, and I see you in the clipboard. I want to thank you all for listening. But listen, if you feel different than what I feel, I invite you to definitely, hey, it's up to you, for you to call. So listen, I'm not a big dater. I'm not. I don't even like it. I don't like the dating thing. Like when you start dating, you got to get to know somebody and all that. I don't particularly care for it. But it seems to be the hot thing to do. And some people move around, bouncing back and forth between relationships just on this dating scale. Not me at all. Fun, I guess, if you want it to be. You can make life, make dating, whatever you want it to be. But my opinion on this question tonight, the QOD, I think the woman should treat it just as she would as if she was in a relationship or she met the person in person. All right, now we're going to play some Club Nouveau. This is Music and Talk tonight. We're going to play Club Nouveau. We've got a few more minutes yet with the J. King show on the J. King Network, and we are definitely live on the TJRS Radio Network. All right, let's see. What are we going to play here? We need to do Club Nouveau. That's what I want to do. I don't know, for those of you who do not know, I love their new CD. Club Nouveau CD is amazing. Their consciousness album. And I want you guys to get it. Okay? Let's see, what do we have? Call Yourself a Friend of Mine. Let's play that. Club Nouveau, from Club Nouveau's New Consciousness. Call Yourself. Call yourself a friend of mine.
We were both starters with big dreams, trying to stack chips. Game was good, I bubble flipped me a new whip. Broke you off when you came up short. Had your back when you went to court. I remember that day that you went upstate, and I promised to keep your business straight. Took care of your seat and your woman too. Never crossing that line, disrespecting you. 3 years went by, on the streets back to falling out of control. Stretch time navy, triple black on dub. Ain't gave me a call, ain't showed no love. But what goes up, it must come down. And when you do, I'll be around. Your people thinking that I'm shady. You knew that you could count on me.
Call yourself a friend of mine. Talking about me all the time. talking about you like y'all was the best of friends. Well, it happened to me. This cat was running off at the mouth about me and him doing big things in the South. I was in the club at the time, and the person he told was a cousin of mine. So I walked up to him, reached out and shook his hand like I knew him. Bought him a drink, pulled up a chair and asked him to introduce me to his friends. And my folks, he walked over straight, busted him out about what he said we did down in the dirty South. That's when I told that fool, don't ever, ever call yourself.
Now you ain't ready, I can read you now with mine. I smell the hate, but I decline it when you sign it. Guess it's where your lips at, how you do a chit-chat. Like where the head of love at, I thought we was above that. Wrong, so many ways for you to express your anger. Homes, why don't you grab a pair behind my back, you dead. Wrong, the hater is you, so nod your head, this song about
how you.
From their New Consciousness CD, and we want to be very respectful and say thank you. Tonight we are simulcasting on the J. King Network, one of the group leaders of Club Nouveau, and we're also on the TJRS Radio Network. Yes, call yourself a friend of mine. I love that. Let's get into some more music. Let's see what we can find on this board. Because I know we always can, and I love music, absolutely. We were talking, the QOD tonight was finding this man online. Who should hit on the guy first? I mean, who should hit, make the first pass? Should it be the female, or should it be the male? And I'm telling you, I think that the woman should just keep it simple. I don't know, I think it should be the man, you know, I just do, but, you know, the woman may choose to make a call or not to her, that's fine, but don't be so pushy, ladies. I don't know, some men like it like that nowadays. I don't know, the younger generation, they like it like that. The man likes for the woman to come on to him and will even make decisions sometimes not to be involved at all because the woman didn't make the move. I don't know about all that. Let's see what we're going to do here. Call yourself a friend of mine. We're just relaxing. This is our Keeping It Real segment. And you're with yours truly, the Doc, and also Momo B is not in tonight because she's out with her children. And I'm just going to pay some music, and the board has frozen up on me. Ah, here's one. Angela Wimbush, You Had a Good Girl. Let's listen to that.
Yeah.